I'm Eugene Driscoll. Welcome to the Mobile Horror Companion. Follow us on Twitter at MobileHC666. I'm here with Brian Spears. Brian, how do you follow us on Facebook?
You go to the Mobile Horror Companion Facebook page.
You got
to
spell it all out. MOBILE space HO. Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
But it is, I don't know what date. Oh, it's October 30th, the day before Halloween 2016. We apologize for any popping you may hear during this broadcast, but we have basically a chicken wire with some beer bottles and some duct tape recording this episode because we wanted to do an episode. Joe Greenberg is out in Hollywood land writing screenplays, you know, praying to God, being fancy, voting for Trump, all that good stuff. So he can't be with us because he's, you know, he's getting ready for the apocalypse. Am I right or am I making that up?
No, totally dead on.
So me and Brian wanted to get together and do an episode just to keep practicing, just to keep in the, you know, in the broadcast podcasting vein, right?
Yeah, I mean, also, what else are we going to do? We're not going to, we have nothing else to do today. We've been trying to get this done for a while. We just wanted to do this.
Yeah, and maybe we might not even post this on the Mobile Horror Companion. Maybe the Valley Naval Gazing Halloween edition. So maybe we'll go real quickly because the Walking Dead Season 7, Episode 2 comes on in 30 minutes. Brian, what are some go-to, what are some horror movies you recommend for people? Maybe some underrated or whatever.
I avoid Halloween. I avoid Friday the 13th. So I'm going to tell you to watch for the end of the Halloween season. Watch Evil Dead 2, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2.
With Dennis Hopper.
Oh, yeah. It's a great movie. Go through, maybe put on Dawn of the Dead. Those would be my three fun Halloween movies. I mean, I also watched The Thing.
1978, Dawn of the Dead, you were saying before?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Romero's Dawn. And then
The Thing.
You know, that type of thing.
Carpenter's
The Thing. I mean, I put on The Thing, but I mean, I'll also say this. I put that movie on at Christmas, too. So to me, that's just an all, you know, that's a holiday. That could be for any holiday. But I enjoy The Evil Dead 2, Chainsaw 2, Dawn of the Dead. I like putting on Night of the Creeps. I like watching dumb 80s. Like sort of gory-ish fun movies. I'm not going to look to be entertained or thought provoked or be too ultimately scared. I'm looking for popcorn horror movies.
And Brian is a special makeup effects artist. He does gore for a living. Night of the Creeps, I always get that confused with Night of the Comet. Which one is Night of the Creeps?
Night of the Creeps is just, it's, I mean, if you've ever seen Slither, people say Slither's a remake of, Night of the Creeps. It's the Thrill Me one with the dude, you know, Thrill Me, the guy that's at every convention that everyone gets a picture with. I can't think of his name right now.
Judah Friedlander?
Oh,
Bill Moseley?
I mean, it's Hodder. In that same vein. It's all in that same vein.
Glenn but Baisley?
It's a fun, dumb movie about like a prom or something and, you know, aliens coming down and infecting, turning people into zombies. It's a total dumb. It was probably on, if it was, you know, if you Night of the Comet was on HBO, this was on Showtime. You know what I mean? It was one of those 80s dumb movies.
So if anybody out there wants to look up those flicks, you probably know them already. Go find them yourself. We have a whole Halloween episode that I think was supposed to or has released at a Mobile HC666 is on Twitter if you want to check that out. We did a whole hour episode on Halloween, our memories, what we do for Halloween, all that kind of good stuff. But let's talk about The Walking Dead. All right, the season 7, episode 1, Glenn and Abraham's death, spoiler alert, retroactive, premiered 6 days ago, or 7 days ago, I guess. What was your take on this controversial episode, Brian?
All right, here's the thing. I'm a makeup artist. I thought the walkers and the gore was amazing, but here's the thing. Once you knew who was dead, and I kind of figured out who was dead, or at least I had my theories and I was correct. It was, to me, too gratuitous. It was almost, I would have rather seen Abraham's head get smashed in rather than Glenn's, because I don't know. I guess he's part of the story. I just thought once we knew those guys were dead, like, it just, the episode to me dragged.
Yeah, I was reading on our Facebook page, the Mobile Horror Companion Facebook page. I posted a couple of articles. It was really, to me, really manipulative. Like, my whole problem with the show, which I've talked about on past episodes of the Mobile Horror Companion, is how it's just so manipulative, that show. I mean, the whole thing, I was just, you know, last week's episode is replaying, and just before you dialed in, I was watching it. And just, you know, after Glenn dies in, you know, in the exact recreation of what happens in episode one or edition 100 or whatever it is of the comic book, it goes, the whole Rick on top of the mobile home flashbacks, where how many times are you going to see him contorted? And it's all, it just seemed to drag on and on and on, so they could
and
fit
nothing
more.
Happened.
Yeah, it was just, yeah, they could have just made that way shorter. The whole reason, and some other, I don't remember where I read this, but they pointed out that when Rick is brought back by Negan and he's supposed to chop off his son's arm and then he doesn't, so that proves that, like, the fact that Negan tried to get him to do that proved that that whole thing where he had him go on top to get the axe and blah, 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 and swing on the zombie on the bridge, it was all for nothing because it didn't do anything. He was still not convinced. After all that, he was still like, Rick, you're not looking at me the right way. Here's some other crap for you to do. It was just dragged on, and it just made no sense. And I don't know, it was one of those things where I actually fast-forwarded it, and I turned it off early. I mean, and then the whole thing was, so how do they get to kill Glenn? First, they just sacrifice. How much does it stink to be Abraham? That guy.
Well, yeah, I mean,
he's just sacrificing. Well, we got to kill. Let's just kill the new guy, the relatively new guy. And the whole thing, like, what was his? You'd think back to his character arc. What was that guy about? You know, he's Mr. Army dude. He's protecting Eugene. He's in love with the other army woman, and then he randomly dumps her to go for Cuddy from The Wire's sister.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Then he just gets his head. It was just like, what? He had no. What a complete waste of time watching that guy's story was.
Well, again, they kill him, and I felt he was an undeserved. Like, they could have killed five other characters too. You know what I mean? At that point, it wasn't like, what did he really do other than just be a guy that, you know, stood there looked tough?
They just should, yeah, right. They just should have killed everybody except the original cast members. You know, just get rid of them all. Let's get rid of all the new guys. Start over.
And what drove me nuts is that it prolonged. I mean, once Glenn was dead, it's like, all right, the mystery solved. All right, it's once Abraham was dead, oh, whoa, Glenn died. All right, now, why didn't he just say, hey, if you don't listen to me, now go on your next mission, and now you start bringing me stuff. I don't know. Like, it just seemed to go on forever.
Yeah.
And ever and ever. And it wasn't even one of those, like, hour and a half episodes. This was an hour episode, and I felt like it was, like, the longest premiere ever. And I also, again, I just thought it was gratuitous. I just thought it was way, I mean, again, I mentioned all those movies just 10 minutes ago. I love gore. But I just thought this, especially because the entire world watches this show. Like, I can recommend a shitload of movies for you to watch that I'm not going to say recommend that you're going to watch it with your family. Yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, like, maybe it's the baiting thing you're talking about. But to me, it just, I don't know, I thought it was a little gratuitous.
It is crazy to see how, you know, me and you grew up watching gore movies, and it was like, as a kid before the internet, on VHS tape, you would go track down a copy of Bad Taste, you know, by Peter Jackson or whatever gore, horrific movie. It was like your own little thing. How mainstream, you know, Dawn of the Dead 1978 was sort of like your movie. You felt like it was your own little copy of it. No one else knew about it.
We were bad kids seeking out a copy of Faces of Death.
Now it's become so mainstream that, I mean, that's the most watched show on television right now.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like that. And number two is like Peppa Pig. It doesn't, you know, it's totally bizarre how popular it was and how, I don't know, what's going on in the culture that everybody had to see Glenn's eye pop out, because we all knew, even if you read the comic book or not, if you're, you know, if you have access to the internet, you knew that was coming. You couldn't avoid
it. You knew it was coming, yeah. And I think that's the other thing is it just bothered me because it was so over the top. Like, I don't, and again, like, if that was in a movie, I would have dug it. But I don't know. I just thought it was a little too over the top. And it was hard to feel sympathy when it was that grotesque.
Yeah, and the whole thing, like, I mean, Rick and his, like, you know, the mucus coming out of his nose, and he's so, it's just like, how many times can we see that? I mean, the same thing last season with that, the last episode, to just remind people, where they were driving in that mobile home, and then, you know, Negan's people were there. Then they made a left turn, and then Negan's people were there. It was, oh, and, you know, it just goes on and on and on. I wonder what's going to, I don't know. Did you hear, like, just working on movie sets or TV sets or shows that you were working on, you know, without, like, naming names, what was the reaction among anybody you talked to, if any?
A lot of people that I talked to, crew-wise, they all dug it. And I, you know, and then a lot of people I know, they don't watch it, but they followed it just to see who died. And then again, there's a bunch of makeup artists. We all watched clips of it just to see, like, sorry about that. We all, like, watched clips to see the makeup because we dug the makeup. But again, it was a, you know, I guess, water cooler talk. You know what I mean? But again, yeah. And then just the average person I know, they seem to enjoy it. But here's the thing, man. For me, season two is still the mecca because it was like story. Like, there was a thing going, there was stuff going on, there was interesting characters. To me now, it's just, I don't know. It's like violence. I don't know. Like, it just seems like it's almost not too violent, but it doesn't seem to make sense.
They're always trying to, now they have to outdo themselves.
It's literally an action sequence show now. You know what I mean? Like, it's not sort of like a paranoia. It's, here's the other problem. We know Rick's not going to die anytime soon. We know these certain people are not going to die anytime soon. So it's like when the A-team would go to a mission, you would see, you know, people would get shot and they would never get shot. You know, like, our characters are going to get beat up and they're going to get tortured. But in the beginning, it felt like this show, anyone could die. Now I don't believe that.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying to look up on our Facebook page. That's what all that clicking is. If I don't know, it might not pick it up on the recording, but I wanted to read some of this article that I had found. I don't even remember where it was, but I'm scrolling down to see if I can find it. And it was reaction, you know, to last week's Walking Dead, or whenever this posts, however many weeks.
I also feel that it's like, I mean, this makes me sound bad, but I think, like, Walking Dead now appeals to the lower common denominator. I still think it's an enjoyable show at times. And again, I love watching it for they always do like a tribute makeup from another movie, which is awesome. They do so many things that I do like, but it's not the story that I like anymore. I don't know. I just think its base appeal it's probably more popular than football, but it feels like a dumb football game sometimes.
Yeah, and it is. They really are appealing to the fans with a lot of the stuff they do. I mean, it's clearly written to, a lot of that seemed to just appease anybody who was not satisfied with the conclusion of last season's Walking Dead. You know, they just amped up the gore. And of course, like the everyone's been pointing out, why didn't they just make, you know, last week's episode the end of last season's, which would have been much better.
But that would have been great, and then you start over.
Right, on a clean slate. But, okay, it was The Verge, and it was called The Walking Dead's Quitter's Club, kind of like Artie Quitter. Goodbye for real. And these are people that, I mean, they don't particularly like The Walking Dead. I guess they were fans at one point. You know, the big pullout quote is they call it torture porn masquerading as drama. I don't know if I agree with that. The gore didn't really offend me. I mean, it is a, you know, it's a zombie show, and zombies since Night of Living Dead, you know, the gore part of it is part of the zombie genre. You know what I mean? It's like Dracula. Well,
again,
and his teeth.
It didn't offend me either, but I do know, like, my niece watches it. Like, I just think, like, you know, she's definitely used to seeing stuff, but I just thought it was a little, because, you know, it's your beloved Glenn character. I don't know, like,
yeah,
maybe if Abraham's eye popped out, I wouldn't care. But it was like Glenn, that's his wife with his unborn babies looking at him. I don't know. I just thought that was a little, manipulative.
And here's what they're saying. This is some writer. I don't know which one it was, but they relied on gimmicks. The same episode, or the same goes for the pacing of last night's episode. They didn't reveal who actually died until more than 20 minutes into the broadcast. And then even Abraham's death was a fake out, as Glenn was murdered in the harshest way possible 5 minutes later. That is orchestrated cynicism, pure and simple, forcing the audience to wait until the show was safely past its second commercial break before answering the question it left everyone asking. At a certain point, you have to sit back and realize what you're watching is not satisfying storytelling. It is manipulation. And I agree with that 1,000. That's like,
I agree with that.
I was trying to say that in all our past critiques of The Walking Dead, and I never really got it out. But that's what I'm talking about. Like when they put kids in danger and they just set up kids to be eaten and all that kind of stuff. They think they're breaking taboos and pushing the envelope, but they're just being really cheap.
And but, they're not pushing the story. Yeah, see, that's no, the other right. problem with me. Like we should have just started like when he walked away and said, I'll be back in a week. And like, you better have something for me. That's it. The minute he hit those guys in the head, boom, I'll be back in a week. Get me my stuff. And I would have rather seen our people deal with that.
Right. And that's the difference between, and I'm going to have to wrap it up because my wife just got home.
I know. I hear that. You can hear my kid. But can I just say about tonight's episode, we're not even going to see those guys. It's going to be a totally different story,
right,
which is another
off, yeah.
form of manipulation.
And if you look, I mean, compare The Walking Dead on AMC to not even Breaking Bad, but the current shows like Better Call Saul, you know what I mean, or the last season of Mad Men.
All these shows you're talking about, they're great. They're popular shows, but they haven't hit the Walmart. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And that's where Walking Dead now has to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, it's not really story driven anymore. It's more about it seems like demographics
it's
marketing.
Total action show.
Yeah. And like just maximizing its profitability. But
I know you gotta go, but I just gotta get this out. The whole reason Glenn died, for all the ladies out there, is your buddy Daryl. That guy got him killed. So I mean, come on, let's get rid of Daryl. I mean, you know.
Daryl getting up and running and tackling
yeah,
the guy.
Yeah, come on.
Wouldn't they have just killed Daryl?
So for all the Farrell fans of Daryl, well, that's my other point about this whole thing. Wouldn't you kill the alpha males? You would kill Rick and Daryl. That's the end of it.
Glenn would live 100 years. They'd be like, all right, yeah. All right, dude, can you fix a Camaro? All right, you're good. Just listen to me and get me some bread every once in a while. That's all Negan had to say. And all right, my personal thing with Negan, and I've said this on past episodes, first of all, he's too skinny. That guy weighs like 90 pounds. I mean, he looks like he's on some kind of like, you know, vegan diet. And then the other thing that was driving me nuts is how much hair gel is that guy putting in his hair? Yeah. That's a lot of hair gel. And who's gonna bother with product?
My only issue besides those, he's just too mean. Like, it just, like, where does it go from here? Like, I don't know. Like,
right.
He's the meanest bad guy we ever met. And I know that probably works in the comic book, but I don't know. Like, he's too mean. Like
he's a drag to be around. It's like, oh, this guy again. Ugh. Right. And if you have 3 seasons with him, if they're gonna like stretch it out for the next couple of years, that is rough.
Like he's just too bad of a bad guy. It's like, why didn't you just make him bald and put a weird eye in him and have him rub a cat?
Right. Yeah. All right, dude. I gotta go check on my family. They just came home. They were away gallivanting today. So
well, tell them to enjoy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween. So we'll end this right now, and we'll see you next time, whenever this thing tapes.
All right, man. Later.